Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it.
So,
it's so nice to chat to you.
It's so nice. I'm looking forward to today's chat.
Oh my God, one of our favourite subjects to talk about. Fashion. Yes.
And this is the thing that we kind of end up talking about when we're on the phone to each other, supposed to be talking about like important admin tasks. And then we're always like, oh, have you been on the H&M website? Oh gosh, sorry, I've got to go because ASOS have got 20% off.
Oh my God. It's so bad because I feel like we're all in the same boat at the moment, because one of my favourite things to do before COVID was to go to the shops, mooch around by myself, try on things in the, what are they called? I was going to say
changing
wardrobes.
Rooms?
Changing rooms.
I've forgotten what it's called.
Seriously, get me back to the changing rooms. Now, obviously, we can't do that. So you can go and have a look at them, but you can't try them on. Dozer thinks that I've got a serious problem. He's like, you know that people that, you know, go to AA or whatever, he was like, you've got to go for one for a shopping addiction. It's really bad. I'm not spending fortunes, but I just can't stop.
No, I can't either. And you know what? When I'm like walking towards the house, if I see a delivery van, I feel really excited, like really excited. And I think, something's going to be for me. And then when it's not, I'm really disappointed. It's really bad. But then the thing is, what accent did I just do?
At the moment,
like, having deliveries, like even the food shop is like the highlight of the week sometimes. When you can't go out, it's like, what else are we going to do?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we've all wanted to sort of sort our homes out as well and just make nice and buy new cushions and sort our kitchens out. And, you know, we're spending all this time at home that we wouldn't have spent before. You know, when would you ever spend this amount of time? I mean, I haven't left the house all day today.
Yeah, no, I know. It is actually crazy. But, you know, we're still trying to buy high heels and buying blazers, aren't we? In the hope that one day we might get out again.
Dozer said to me the other day, oh yeah, well, you know, you love a pair of jeans, don't you? You haven't bought yourself a new pair of knickers for a while. I was like, that's your job, mate. That's your
it
job.
Is. Good point.
Don't be banging on to me about my denim addiction. Oh God. And while you're at it, get yourself a pair of pants because you've all got, his ones have got holes around the bum and willy.
Oh no, that's no good.
Worse.
Oh gosh, no. That is not all right.
It's just not sexy, is it?
No, definitely not.
Listen, we'll get.
I was going to say, do you think your style has changed since, you know, during COVID?
I definitely think it's changed since being a mum. I really got lost with my style for a while. In fact, if I look back at some photographs of my maternity fashion, well, you can't call it fashion. It was like you could just hear sirens buzzing around me from the fashion police trying to take me down. I just did not know how to dress a bump. I did not know. It's the first time in my life I've never really had a clue about what clothes work, because I love clothes and I feel quite creative when I pick my outfits and I really enjoy that styling process, you know. And then suddenly there was this beautiful big bump there, but everything that I was normally wearing, like my high-waisted jeans and tucking in my t-shirts, and so I couldn't do that. I can do it.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I think a lot of us find it really hard, you know, going from pregnancy and then into having a newborn, and our bodies aren't quite the same. And we're kind of hoping that we might get back to being able to dress how we used to, but our body definitely won't fit into those clothes at the moment. So it's a really difficult transition, because you want to still be you and wear the things that you used to love, but your life might be quite different as well. You might not be going into the office and having the opportunity to get dressed up. Maybe at the weekend, your days are maybe spent more kind of walking around the park and, you know, having coffees or whatever. And as much as I always think you should just be able to wear what you want wherever you are, I mean, I would feel like a bit silly if I rocked up to, you know, the Park Cafe in stilettos on a Monday morning.
Yeah, I agree. Here she comes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look.
Yeah, but also you're the person that definitely beats the drum for, you know, a sparkly harem pant and,
oh, yeah, like,
in a blazer. So you're definitely going to add a twist of your own style. And I think that's really key, actually, to anybody that's listening that feels like they don't know who they are anymore and they can't reflect who they are through their clothes because, you know, they've just had a baby and they're like, well, I can't even figure out, you know, how to sort of get myself washed, let alone pick out an outfit. I think it's really important to don't necessarily follow trends, because trends don't work on everybody, to find items that really work for your body shape, things that you feel really confident and comfortable in, because that is it. If you could, you can wear something that's like everywhere in Vogue or fucking where, whatever magazine, Grazia, but actually on you, it doesn't make you feel good. Therefore, yeah, it's not going to work and it's not going to look good. So it's all, exactly, about finding stuff that makes you feel confident.
Yeah, exactly. Should we jump straight into the questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Ideas instead of boring jeans all the time, stuck in a rut. I mean, we love jeans.
I was about to say,
we love
boring
jeans.
Have
jeans ever boring? No, I think, do you know what? I was this, you know, I used to live in jeans, but now I find them a bit uncomfortable because I've been living in like Lycra for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, like nice leather joggers, leather leggings. I mean, there's obviously like loads of tracksuit bottoms around at the moment, if that's your sort of, if that's your thing. But there are loads of alternatives, you know, nice khaki trousers. Don't always have to be jeans, but you can wear them in the same way that you would wear jeans.
Yes, really good advice, actually. I would just reiterate that leather look leggings are literally, yes, everywhere this season, yeah, everywhere. New look, I've got a fantastic pair, which almost got like a biker effect across the knee. They're really nice, really comfy. Even the sort of wet look, so rather a bit softer than the leather look ones. H&M do a really nice pair in grey and khaki and black. I'm just thinking what I've seen. Then there's all these really beautiful kind of like cashmere-y type, but without the cashmere price tag, from Mango and Zara, which you can wear with like a white pump, and then like a really kind of gorgeous slouchy V-neck sweater, and then like a coat on top. So loads of different alternatives. In fact, it's really amazing how people, really great people to look to for inspiration on other things other than jeans, are We Are Twinset.
Yes.
Because they make, yeah, an amazing loungewear set look ridiculously good.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Yeah. I love that like joggers and stuff are kind, yeah, of acceptable for, you know, wearing anywhere now, which is great. Yeah. So yeah, it's all about comfies. It's all about being,
it's all
comfy,
about the comfies. And then, yeah. Fashionable underwear. I'm sick of M&S.
I love M&S.
We do love M&S, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I do as well.
G.
I mean, I think it really depends on the kind of underwear that you like, and also how much you want to spend. You can spend loads. Like I've got Asian Provocateur bras and stuff, which now don't fit me so well, so I wouldn't wear them. And but then equally, like I've got sets from Calvin Klein, which aren't as pretty, but they're, you know, they're really, really smooth and really comfortable, and they make I feel more confident in that kind of bra and knickers now. So it just depends. It depends what you like. I mean, the high street do some amazing styles. Like Next are incredible for underwear.
Matalan are brilliant as well.
Yeah, Matalan. Even, do you know what? Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's is great too. I think it depends what you're after. Like if you're after your day-to-day t-shirt bras, I really think Calvin Klein are great. And they do slightly like nicer styles that you want to wear day to day. But if you're looking for something pretty, the high street, you know, there are so many lovely, lovely styles.
Yeah. And if you've got a fuller bust, Fig Leaves, always a really good one to turn to.
Yeah. Really, really good. And then like slightly pricier, like Heidi Klein, Stella McCartney does some beautiful underwear, but not crazy expensive, you know, around like £50 for a bra rather than like Asian Provocateur, which is like 200.
Yeah.
If you want to spend like a little bit more, that's quite good. Stella McCartney, Elle Macpherson.
I've also got a really lovely set from Victoria's Secrets, which is kind of middle of the road in terms of price as well. It's not an Agent Provocateur, but it's also, you know, a little bit more expensive than some of the high street stuff.
Yeah. So there's loads of places to look. Here we go. Right. Melanie, I don't fit in my pre-baby clothes a year on, but want to look good.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Yes. Get rid of them. You don't need them around looking at you. And go and treat yourself to some nice bits. You know, like there are so many, you know, so many great places to go. H&M for really like off, you know, casual styles. We love Zara, don't we, Zoe?
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember that you are not your pre-baby body anymore. Yes. That is not you. You are not the same woman. You have a baby now. You are a different person. Like, yeah, fundamentals still the same, but we don't want those pieces hanging around. Like it's not relevant to our lives anymore. It's not. So just get rid of them. It's going to make you feel instantly better. And then start looking at yourself and start thinking, how do I feel? What makes me feel good? What makes me feel confident? And then start like building your wardrobe with a few key pieces. Like denim is a really good place to start, I think, because certain jeans look good on certain people. Like you've got your mum jean, you've got your straight leg jean, the skinny jean, high waisted. Some people suit, you know, a jean that sits further down on their hips. It depends on your body shape. We're going to do a jean tutorial because there are so many jeans. Yeah, it's a bit confusing.
It can be really scary actually, like to know what. But I think what you've got to do with jeans as well is you've got to try them on, because even if you're the same body shape as someone else, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to like how they look, how they fit, and how they feel on you.
Like you love the Blair jean, don't you, from River Island?
I'm obsessed with the Blair jean from River Island,
but they don't look good on me at all.
I mean it's once you find your pair of jeans, I think all of your outfits come together, because once you're comfortable in that jean, then you can really experiment, can't you, with like tops and jumpers and jackets and everything. So it's finding your staples.
Yeah. And also accessories. Like, for example, we follow some small business on Instagram, Emma Louise Accessories. And some of her bits, she's got this incredible kind of gold bracelet, which looks like the Hermes one. And, you know, or maybe like a really amazing kind of headband, which, or maybe you want to put a scarf on, or just something that elevate, or a hat. I'm obsessed with hats, beanies, like trilbies, whatever, berets. I just wear them all. So just something like that, which I really do believe if you put a hat on, it like completely takes your outfit somewhere else. But people don't necessarily think about it because they don't think it's an essential.
Yeah. No, do you know what? That's a really good point, actually. If you're not feeling really comfortable in your body, then accessories is a great place to sort of go and experiment with your style.
Yeah.
Exactly. Elevate your look with accessories. So yes. I hope that helps, Melanie.
Hannah, best place for winter jumpers?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
We love winter jumpers.
Oh my God, we've got a problem with winter jumpers.
I mean, I love And Other Stories.
Yes.
They're slightly more expensive than your H&Ms and your Zara's, but they are beautiful, like really lovely details. Like I've got a cardigan which has got like really gorgeous B buttons, just little details that make it look a little bit more expensive. So And Other Stories if I want to spend a little bit more.
Mango this season have really come up trumps. Yes. Mango's not necessarily a shop that I would have shopped at for the last 5 years.
Yeah, and that's actually.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of always, if you're going to go Spanish, you're going to go Zara. But Mango have really come up with the goods, and their knitwear is absolutely beautiful. My advice is to get a couple of neutrals, so like a V-neck, like either cream or white jumper that's a bit baggier, so you can kind of tuck it in the front of jeans, or it can go over your bum if you've got, you know, an issue with buttocks. And then just go for your neutrals, like get a black one or a black V-neck jumper, absolutely essential for this season. And then you can start, like Georgia said, you can start looking at like different bits of detailing and stuff. But
And if you're looking for bright jumpers, then H&M is the go-to.
Oh, yeah.
I always manage to get like a few bright jumpers in H&M, and I wear them like every single year. They just keep coming out in really simple styles, but like pops of colour. When you're feeling tired, putting on like a really bright jumper just makes you feel so much better. So yeah, H&M and other stories and Mango. What are your top three wardrobe staples, Zoe?
A double-breasted blazer.
Yes, I knew he was going to say that.
A double-breasted blazer absolutely is my favourite thing at the moment. A really, really amazing pair of black boots, like black chunky boots, basically, that you can wear with everything, because they also go with like joggers, jeans, leather leggings, like everything. There's so many around. We'll do a black boot edit, actually. We did one a while ago, but there's just every week there's more that come out.
With dresses as well. Like, you can literally wear them with anything.
Yeah. And a leopard print maxi, or like a print maxi dress.
Yes. Yeah, because you can dress that up or down, can't you?
Yes. What about you, G?
I think for me, trainers. I love a jazzy trainer. So whether that is like a more sporty, chunkier with bright colours on it, or a sparkly, really girly, you know, traditional sneaker style, I really love jazzy trainers, because even if you just wear plain white t-shirt and jeans and a jazzy trainer, you just feel more put together and happy. I feel happier.
Yeah, you look great in a jazzy trainer, to be fair. And I love that you're still using the word jazzy as well.
Yeah, I mean, I use jazzy, snazzy. There's a few other words. And then what others? I think a nice coat, whether, you know, whatever style that is, whether it's like a leopard puffer, which I live in, or a beautiful white, more sort of tailored coat, just a nice statement coat, because at the moment that is pretty much all people see. Because if you can only see people outside, then that's the only part of your outfit that they're going to be able to see. So I think if you invest in a nice, you know, a nice coat, then that's always going to be a winner. And then last, I think, you know what? We were talking about cashmere joggers earlier. I've said this before, I think. I always go to F&F for cashmere, and around this time of year it comes in, and they always do cashmere joggers. I've got two pairs which I've had for about 4 years. And that's, I mean, this year that is absolutely something I'm going to invest in again, because they never go out. You know, at the moment, a lot of people are wearing them with blazers, and, you know, that they're more than acceptable to go for, you know, a coffee in or whatever. But then if in, you know, a few years time, people aren't doing that anymore, and you don't feel comfortable doing that, then they're lovely for wearing at home. So yeah, they'd be my three.
Oh, cashmere joggers. They're just never a bad idea, are they?
No, never.
And and it's really hard, because sometimes I think, oh God, cashmere joggers. Well, I'm not going to spend 75 quid on it. But then that is a lot for a pair of jogging bottoms.
Yeah,
but then as Georgia said, they just last and last and last and last. And you'll still be wearing them in 4 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And they never, ever go out. So I would invest.
So we'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Moments That Made Me with me, Roxy Nafusi, is back. And Series 2 has got some incredible guests lined up. Here is a little taster.
People see mental illness as a weakness, but I think people with mental illness are stronger.
I'm a proud gay man now. I don't feel proud every single day.
So then I had to go about the task of trying to accept it because I wasn't going to get plastic surgery and I wasn't going to change it.
You know, those moments in your life, it was like a thunderbolt.
And was it really?
A big time.
The conversations I've been having have blown my mind and I cannot wait for you guys to hear what's to come. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss one of our amazing episodes. They will be out every Wednesday morning. That's The Moments That Made Me with me, Roxy Nafusi. Find it wherever you found this podcast.
Welcome back. Now, where were we?
So two questions very similar from Rosie and Claire. Top tips to hide the mum tum. Been really struggling to feel confident again. Basically, they're living in baggy tent-like clothing and they want help with that. So firstly, thanks for messaging. It's not easy. And yeah, we completely understand how you're feeling. We've been there and it's not fun when you're kind of looking at your wardrobe and thinking, I want to cover it up, but then I don't want to feel completely swamped. And it's a minefield, isn't it, at that point?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think at the moment as well, like a lot of the styles out there are actually baggier. So, you know, I love whether I've just had a baby or whether I'm in the best shape, I always wear baggy clothes. So that's kind of how I style myself anyway. But if you don't want to hide, then don't as well. Like there's nothing wrong with your tummy not looking a certain way either. So don't feel like you have to hide. But then if you do want to obviously cover up slightly, then like mum jeans, I think they can make you feel a bit more secure. Would you agree, yeah. Zoe?
Yeah, they're slightly stiffer material. So I really hate those like jegging type jeans where they're like, they're so skin tight and they show every lump and bump. And, you know, I don't particularly like them as a style, but if you go for a stronger denim that comes up slightly higher, that sort of can hoik you in a little bit. And then they can create a curve around your beautiful bottom, because that's what you want to do, is to kind of create curves in other areas. I also think like a really amazing shirt that can go over the jean. Something that's quite structured, and then like an amazing blazer on the top, or you can wear like a mac, or you know, a nice long coat or something like that, just to kind of, you know, what you don't want is things that are, if you're worried about that area, which I don't think you should be, but if you are, things that really like super tight over it and showing off that kind of area, you want to try and avoid if that's the area that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. I like that actually, Zoe. Like a really beautiful shirt or something that's going to draw the eye to other areas that you feel more confident about. But yeah, I think it's about trying on lots of different styles and seeing how they make you feel and whether or not you feel comfortable in them. But yeah.
This is about how you feel inside, and that's kind of what we need to be focusing on rather than how you think you look, because, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter what you put on. If you don't feel good inside, you won't feel like you look good. Am I making sense, G?
Total sense.
Okay.
This is from Phoebe. Help, hourglass body shape. What can I wear that is comfy and looks nice for everyday wear? Firstly, do you know what?
You're an hourglass, aren't you?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I am actually. And I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking about how I used to read all of these things. Do you remember like when Trini and Susanna had their show and they'd be like, if you are this shape, you can only wear these styles, right? And I think I always had that in my head, like, right, okay, so because I'm an hourglass shape, I can't wear light jeans because they're only going to draw attention to my biggest part. car and I can't do this and I can't do that. And actually, there are no rules, right? There really are no rules. You can wear whatever you want. Like, you can wear whatever you want. And if it makes you feel good, then that's fine. So I avoided wearing things like white jeans for years. Now, I don't care. Like, I don't care if it makes my bottom half look bigger. It doesn't bother me. That's not what, you know, I don't care. It's not my sort of main goal to look smaller. So I think sort of regardless of your body shape, like, you know, yeah, I'm an hourglass. I prefer wearing, you know, like a dress that's a little bit cinched in at the waist, but then looser everywhere else. That's sort of how I like to sort of, if I want to show my body, it's usually I'm showing my waist.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. But ultimately, it's about what makes you feel good. And I don't feel like you have to dress in a certain way because of your body shape.
No, you definitely don't. And I agree with you for that. But I do think if you are a certain shape, there are areas that you can highlight to accentuate other areas to give you better lines, as it were. If you're an hourglass and you're wearing a really great maxi dress, but it doesn't pull you in at the waist, put a belt around it. And that then you've got that beautiful curve in the body, which is so sexy and it's so flattering. And, you know, and then just put a little leather jacket on so it cuts you again at the waist. And then you've got that look going on. So I definitely agree with you, Georgia, when it's like, you can't wear white jeans when you're this. It's like, it's all bullshit. Just wear it with confidence and you will rock it anyway. But Phoebe wants to know what she can wear that's comfy, that looks nice for everyday wear.
So what you were saying just on the dresses, like, that's kind of how I always ended up wearing dresses and trainers, because I felt like as an hourglass, you always look better if you've got something cinched in at the waist. That's what I felt like. So I didn't necessarily feel comfortable wearing heels and a dress every single day. So then I would just put it with trainers and, like you say, like a little denim jacket or something. So that's a good style. But also, you know, wearing slightly more fitted, like if you want super casual, like a tracksuit bottom, you know, tracksuit bottom, slightly more fitted, or in a luxury fabric that feels a little bit more structured. That's always good. I think you just got to experiment.
Yeah, I would love to take Phoebe shopping and try on loads of different clothes and try and, like, kit her out. That would be my dream day. Come on, Phoebe, we should go shopping. We won't be able to try it on, but we were not allowed to try it on. That's bullshit. This is from Amanda. What kind of winter coat would you recommend with mum jeans? My God, I've got a coat problem. I've got a coat. I love coats so much. There is new look at the moment. I've got this incredible kind of military style black. It's like a midi coat, but basically super, like, nips you in, very tailored, but still soft. So it's not like, you know, when you put a coat on, you don't want to feel like you're rigid and stuck in it.
Yes,
and I think it's like 40 quid or something. I think anything that looks kind of slightly tailored, I think with mum jeans can look really smart. I think if you've got a mum jean and then you go for a massive coat, like a shilling one or like a big shaggy one, that can make you look quite big all over, and it's like, oh look, there's Marshmallow Man coming towards me. So I think anything that's a bit more sort of structured and tailored with a mum jean looks really nice.
Yeah, I would agree. Also, if you want a bit more of a casual look as well, you can go for slightly more structured coat again, but without the detail on it. So it's like just a bit more plain. And then that's easy to pair with, like, you know, trainers or, you know, boots or whatever, if it's for, like, going to the park or whatever else you're doing.
And we also love a puffer coat, but that's a story for another time. Puffer coat with a skinny jean and a boot. Oh, dreamy.
Should we finish up on this one?
Yeah.
What is your go-to outfit for a day with the kids?
My go-to outfit for a day with the kids is my black puffer from H&M, which is like a midi length. I would wear my skinny jeans and my black, they're called Aubrey hiker boots that I got from ASOS, and either like a t-shirt tucked in, or if it's a bit colder, like a really beautiful knit just kind of tucked in at the front, and then a beanie.
Lovely. Very
what
nice.
About you?
I think mine at the moment is probably like cashmere joggers or like a, you know, or a leather jogger, just a slightly different fabric to like the normal joggers. Actually, the leather joggers, pleather,
are really good ones.
Because also if they spill stuff on you, you just wipe it
off. Wipe it off.
I mean, that is the dream. Some kind of trainer, maybe like Converse high tops or something. And then a nice jumper. Like, I'm not quite liking like the sweatshirts that have got like little shoulder detail or like a little puff, you know, puffy detail around the shoulder or the arm or whatever. Just something a little bit different to your normal sweatshirt. And then usually like a shacket or something. So, you know, like a denim shacket or a shearling shacket.
Just hearing you say the word shacket is giving me life.
I love a shacket at the moment. That's my go-to right now.
I love how different we are, but together we are one. Right, that is the end of our fashion Q&A for this week. As always, thank you so much for sending in your questions. That's been a real blast. And do keep sending us any kind of feedback that you've got. Of course, we would love you to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast as well. That would be great.
Yeah, and we're always open to chatting in our DM. So please drop us a message at Made by Mamas or on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
We'll see you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.